All right. We've got our morning devotion, our Christmas devotion, and for that, we turn to Chippewa Falls' Andrea Palmasek. Her book, My Wish for Christmas, The Luke Project. We're wrapping up week three today, and we've got Luke 1, 64 through 66, with a little Lori line in the background. Thank you, Lori. Before Andrea, here we go from the scripture. Immediately, his mouth was open and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe. This is Zechariah, right? And throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. So Andrea picks it up from there.
Zechariah experienced 270 days of silence, give or take a few days. He had finished up his service at the temple and returned to be with his wife. They had shared a miraculous pregnancy. Zechariah had followed God his entire life, and through this time of quiet, he heard the Lord God Almighty's voice in a new way. Silence had given Zechariah the keen ability to notice everything about Elizabeth's changes. God had plenty of time to remind Zechariah of what was coming. And of course, there was plenty of time to review his conversation with Gabriel over and over and over again. So when the traditional circumcision was scheduled and the attendees began to refer to the baby as Zach, he knew this wasn't what God wanted, but he was silent. He could not speak. No one noticed Zechariah's head shaking. It was through the voice of his wife that the partygoers turned their attention to him and asked, "What is his name?" Zechariah reached for his trusty papyrus, the one that had gotten him through the past few hundred days of speechlessness, and wrote, "His name is John." The coolest part of the story is that everyone was so overjoyed and amazed at what they had experienced that the good news spread all over the place. The questions to consider today are, when's the last time that you were quiet before God? What did he say?
All right, thank you. Wrapping up this week with Andrea Palmasek. The emphasis has been on joy. And for this Friday, when's the last time that you were quiet before the Lord? What did he say? 25 degrees, WWIB, and more sounds of the season. Next week, our focus in the Advent devotion will be on love. That'll be the theme of the meditation. So if you were going to have a, you know, we've had scented candles, but now apparently there's scented logs. A crackling fire that smells like fried chicken is proving irresistible to many Americans. Yeah, hats off to KFC, and not Burger King this time. KFC's limited edition 11 herbs and spices fire log sold out online in just hours yesterday at $18.99 a pop.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Including tax and shipping, the fast food chain claims the holiday logs smell just like the Colonel's original recipe fried chicken, which is my favorite, the original recipe.
Sure.
KFC limited the sale of the 5-pound logs to one per customer. And also build the offer as good while supplies last.
I mean, I've burned chicken in my kitchen and it doesn't smell good. Mm. I'm just saying.
I don't know, because usually, you know, I enjoy fast food as much as the next guy, but whenever I go in and eat, you know, even like we enjoyed Culver's the other day for Lily's birthday, but then it kind of clung to my coat, like that
right.
scent of being in a fast food. So I don't know that I would necessarily want my home to smell like
prior
that.
To this morning, I never ever thought of, boy, you know what? It'd be great if we could have a log that burned like the Colonel's
I'll tell you,
recipe.
I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I went to KFC and I ate. And I was in my little truck. I drove a little truck. And it was summer, okay? And I had no place to set things. And I had the little thing of coleslaw. And I thought, I'll just throw it in the glove box. I'm sure I'll remember it. I didn't remember. You know what doesn't smell good? Mm. Is 3-week-old coleslaw in your glove box. Life tip.
Funny, we'll close on this. My wife, actually, pregnant with our first child, Evelyn, and you know, get the cravings.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, Kentucky Fried Chicken coleslaw. That's what she wanted.
Yeah, yeah. So good. Not after spending your glove box for
no,
a few weeks.
No,
I just think they need a Yule log that smells like bacon.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.